Hey guys, welcome to Wellness Wednesday. I'm going to give you a little peek into conversations that Damien and I have on a daily basis.
All the time.
The crazy, in a really good way, that she is, that really benefits us. Literally, since I've known her, she has been in search of the perfect deodorant. And I think back from one time when we were working out and she started to foam.
We'll talk about that one. We're totally talking about that one.
Anyway, I am not kidding you guys. She has been in search of the best deodorant. And then she'll call me and she'll be like, "Oh my God, I just found the greatest deodorant. You're not, and you would think that she got like a brand new car or something like that, but no, deodorant." So we
Big
decided
deal.
that she should share with you her love and passion for finding the perfect deodorant. So take it away, my friend.
Yes. Well, of course, this stems from, the saying that women put on. I mean, I was reading about it recently, and you can read articles that women put on 200 chemicals a day, up to like 600, depending on how much we primp. Luckily, I'm becoming less and less of a primper as I get older, but gosh, we put on shampoo, conditioner, soap, deodorant, makeup. So it's all an effort to kind of reduce the amount of chemicals we put on our bodies. I'm a big foodie, obviously, and I try to reduce the amount of chemicals in my food that go into my body. So why not on my body as well? And deodorant is just one of those where, I don't wear a ton of makeup every day. But deodorant I wear every single day. So that's just one thing that's the easiest when it can get overwhelming to try to change, some of the things that you're using because you're worried about the chemicals. So I always say start with something that you use all the time. And of course, deodorant is one of those. So it's been a long quest. And I don't know if you're the same way, Jen, but I'll find something that I really like and it seems to work. And then all of a sudden, it doesn't seem to work as good. So I'm always changing it up. And that's actually been the same for me when I used to wear antiperspirant. I don't wear that anymore. But if for some reason, I always had to kind of change brands periodically. And that's kind of true with these as well. So the one that Jen was talking about was years ago. And I have recently bought it again. It's actually this one, Kiss My Face. Can you see this one? But it's the sport one. And I bought it again because for a long time I didn't use it. And I thought, oh, I'll try to, it's been a while, so maybe my body will respond to it again. But yes, the downside was that, if you're doing anything like this a lot, it gets a little foamy. So that can be a problem. But if you're wearing like a long sleeve shirt, that's not a big deal. So yeah, but we'll discuss all that in our next conclusion of which one we think is best. So anybody that wants to do it with us this month, kiss my face, try this one. It's not bad. Just don't wear a tank top, put it on, and go for a long run. You might foam a little bit. But you won't smell. That'll be the good thing. So then the next one I've been trying lately is this one. The Schmidt's. And I like this. They have like tons. This is everywhere now. They have tons of different scents. And this is a good one too that I have found has worked. And but I'll give you my opinion of it the next time. But go ahead and try one of those. And then, oh no, shoot, I forgot my other one.
Oh no.
Hold on, I'll be right back.
Well, she you could tell that these are not like overly rehearsed, right, guys? Because we're just us.
It was right there.
This is
Okay, so the next one, this one I really love. This is a recent one. Can you see it?
Milk and honey. What
Yeah.
brand?
It's Milk and Honey is the brand.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So try this one. You can get all these on Amazon. And then lo and behold, the new one that needs to be tried is the Lume.
The Lume.
The Lume, and I cannot wait to discuss.
Yay.
So try that one too. So yes, follow along, stay tuned. We've got lots of good info about the natural deodorants.
So just a little itty bitty preview into what they're going to be following, Damien, maybe should we share?
Oh, as far as what do you mean? What we're going to say about them?
Yeah, you know, just stay tuned because we're going to let you give you a little more information about these deodorants, right?
Yeah, because so many of you know that I moved to Florida this year. So when I lived in Santa Cruz, I mean, I'd wear deodorant, but it like really wasn't a thing because it's kind of cool most of the time. So now I'm in Florida and it's anything but cool, super humid, really hot. So, you know, it's going to have to run through a bit of a test. So that's been kind of funny, but we'll fill you in on that. So yes, on my end, we're going to be testing out, does it withstand the Florida humidity and heat? And for Jen, we'll be seeing if it tests, goes through your spin classes.
Yes. So you guys, if you want to join us, like Damien said, grab, even if you want to just do one of them, try it out and then you can give us feedback too. So very exciting.
Yeah. And I cycle between all of them actually. So none of them really go to waste, but some do work better than others. So it depends.
So it'll be interesting to see what you guys think. All right, you guys have a great Wednesday. We'll see you next week.